And good afternoon, or morning, or evening, whatever anybody is listening to today. And this is Reverend Debbie Burgeon, and I'm thrilled to have our listeners tune in again. And I'm here with my delightful, I guess I'll leave it at delightful brother, TJ.
How you doing?
Are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
We really haven't done a show where we sat down in quite a while.
It's been a while, you know, and if people could see us, they'd be like, they're whack. Because, I mean, we get together, and when we're in the studio, we just, like, talk like maniacs. And then we always, at the end, after, like, 2 hours, and we go, why didn't we tape that?
Should have just rolled that. Because I'm always asking questions, or you, and you're open to a lot of things. And it's like, so the topics go in many different directions. So, you know, I've seen people that help police or solve crimes, psychics, and you've talked to me about this before, mm-hmm. that you've picked up on things. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be interesting because there are some crimes that, one, have not been solved yet, or maybe we don't quite understand the truth behind it. And also, there's some current things that have happened even locally. So if you're game, I think it would probably be a good idea to maybe start with something that everybody's familiar with. And see, now, do the angels give you this, or is it a spirit coming to you?
It can be both.
Okay.
It can be both. It's, honestly, I've got to say, it can be both. Primarily, I believe, I have a very, very powerful guide who works with me. And he's wonderful. And I really, he brings me a lot of answers too. So I do get a lot from the angels, and I do get from him too. And if there's others that have crossed over, many times I will get answers from them, or I'll see them so that I know they'll show me. I just ask them, show me. And so they'll give me a visual of a scene of something I need to know. I hope that answers your question.
Sure. Let's start off with, because you've told me this before, and you get a little riled when I bring it up. O.J. Simpson.
Oh yeah, I knew you were going to say him.
O.J. Simpson.
Guilty.
Because I think he's innocent as can be.
Are so full of prune juice. Oh my stars! No, he is as guilty comes, and
How do you know that?
Karmic law, dude.
How do you
refer to O.J.? How do I know that? Well, number one, there's, aside from most popular opinion, I'm going to say, what I do is I just get still and I connect. Sometimes they just scream it in my ears. I do have to say that a lot of times the angels will just scream in my ears, or they just get right there and they tell me what's going on. With OJ, the very second I heard about it, I was like, oh my God, with Nicole and with Ron, and God rest your souls. And yeah, he is guilty as guilty can be. And when I first heard about it, it was, he attacked Nicole, his ex-wife. He went at her first and just went freaking nuts. And yes, this Ron Goldman, he came upon the scene. Nicole was already dead, they're telling me. She was already gone. By the time Ron got there, and OJ can't have any witnesses, and so that's what happened there.
Hmm.
And absolutely, he's as guilty as they come, and he knows it. Of course he knows it, duh. And people that are really close to him, they know it too.
And in a way, I mean, karma's kind of caught up to him a little bit anyway. He wound up going to jail for something else, but you know, he's not a free man, and I don't know if and when. And even if he is a free man, sometimes maybe it's even better at that point. If everybody believes that you've done something and they believe you're guilty, majority of population, you have to live in that society.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that, to me, you know, I was never too upset about him walking away. And again, I didn't know 100% for sure, so you try to respect the decision made by the jury. Now, and you got to let go of it, right? You can't mm-hmm. hold on to that. You can't go, oh, I sure wish they would have got him. You know, it's like.
Exactly. You can't. Right. You got to let it go. It's not up to us, you know.
Another case that comes to mind where the person, some believe, got away with it, evidence seems to point that, is Casey Anthony. What did you pick up on that one? Because you picked up on that when that was going on, right?
Right away. Yes, I did. Little Kaylee, precious little girl. And with Kaylee, yes, I did get that right away. And I know, you know, I understand that some people may be going, yeah, well, this is all after the fact. And we'll get up to the things that are current right now. But with little Kaylee, that's what was interesting, because when I heard about her missing, and it was probably about 2 days later, maybe, I don't recall. But I know I said to my husband, I said, she's dead. I said, that little girl, she's no longer with us. She is dead. Her mother's the one who killed her. And I said, and her body is buried. I see a lot of trees. And that's what was throwing me. It was like almost like it was just a lot of trees. And I was like, but this is, and these were not palm trees. This was like very dense. And I was like, what? Wow. And then, you know, I was kind of confused by that, because I knew that it was based in Florida, and I did feel that I was pulled down there, so I felt that her body was still there. And then as time went on, and when they did discover her body, and I remember watching on TV, and when that came up and they showed the location, and I just went, oh, you know, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly what I saw. So that's exactly what I had seen.
Now, did you see the mother being involved in this?
I just knew she did it.
How do you know that? Feeling?
That's one of those hard things. How do I explain?
None of the angels told you that? You didn't see anything happening in your mind?
I did not see it happen. Wait a minute. I'm accessing right now. Okay. Back up the bus here a bit. When I first got that, no. I did not see it happening. Let me put it that way. So I did not see it happening, the method of death, crossing her over. I didn't see that. So now I kind of get things what it may be, but it really, I got to tell you, it just feels, I do see her mom putting her in that trash bag. I can tell you that. She put her in there. She put her in there. And her mom did kill her, and it was not intentional. This was one of those mistakes that was like, oh crap, you know. It just went horribly awry, and she didn't mean to kill her. I can tell you that. Mm.
Well, she certainly, everybody believes she's guilty, and she's probably feeling, you know, everybody wants retribution, and we may not always get it here. The great equalizer is the, you know, the law of cause and effect. So,
the rule of three.
She also is feeling a lot of that hatred and energy.
Yes, she is.
I just read something today that said they had a list of the 10 most despised people. She's still number one.
Is she still number one? She's going to stay there. She's going to stay there.
When you think of all the people in history, though.
I know it, but you know, she's because it's so new,
right?
And she's going to stay there for a very
long time. And when
you're dealing
with a young child like that,
oh my God, I know it. Well, and it was just there was absolutely no remorse, and that's what's so disturbing to so many of us, because she did it, and whether it was a mistake, which again, I feel this was like, oh my God, she did not set out to kill her daughter. But there's still no remorse. And that's because she was trying to save her own ass. And, you know, wow. That's where you just got to let it go. And you just, the universe does take care of things. Karmic law.
What about Natalie Holloway? We've talked about her before. That's the gal that was on spring break, Aruba.
Bless her heart.
And they never found her.
No, they never will.
And it's still a mystery to this day.
She was taken out by, she definitely was raped on the beach. I can tell you that. I know that. Yes, it was that, and he's, I think he has since admitted that, Johan, and I believe that he has since admitted to that. She was taken. He thought she was dead, but she was not completely dead. She was so, I guess it was alcohol poisoning. I don't know if he gave her something too, but she's just like completely out of it. And yes, He did. He raped her. She was so out of it, she didn't respond whatsoever. And it feels like that's what made him believe that she was already dead. And it could have been that, I don't know, her breathing was so shallow. She was dang near dead, let's put it that way. But she was taken onto a boat, and this is a smaller boat. And this feels like, honestly, this feels like this is quite a small boat. I honestly don't know what the sea is like there around Aruba. It's not something I would typically expect to see somebody use for the ocean. But there's two men on the boat. Johan is one of them. There's another guy who's older, and they're going out to sea, and she is just slipped right over the side. And she will never, I'm so very sorry, but her body, her remains will never be found. This is my perception.
Mm-hmm. And why do these things happen? I mean, we live in a world where we're here to teach and learn. And is this part of an agreement? Is this part of... why are these things happening to people?
That's one of those questions that I have asked myself. I've been like, you know, I don't understand. And I've asked for assistance with that. And yes, when we make our sacred contracts, we make our sacred contract to come over, and as you say, we're all teachers, we're all students. And there's part of the great mysteries that we don't and never will understand until we do cross over and gain our full knowledge again. But for example, let's use Natalie Holloway. Her sacred contract, within her sacred contract, it could have been I came over and that was part of her thing, was, let's say, her and Johan on the other side before they came over here to this earth. And this is where they agreed to teach each other, or, hey, I will teach people to be honest, or I will help. I don't know.
Could it have been also like a karmic debt? You know, we always look at the murderer and say, what a horrible person. Well, maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Maybe it's teaching us that we shouldn't judge because everything is thrown out in the media. And so that's what I look at. I look at it and go, well, maybe it's a payback. And that's not that I'm saying it's okay. But from a
karmic standpoint, exactly. We have to balance
the scales.
It's
part of it. And you think, well, either they plan this in this lifetime because they want to experience it, or you drew it in. Mm-hmm. Maybe with your fears and your thoughts, and you created it while you were here, because fear draws things in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or you had a payback. It was time to pay back. Mm-hmm. Remember that time in the last lifetime where you did that to me? Yeah, I do. How about you pay up on that one?
Well, okay.
And, you know, and when we're not in the physical body, mm-hmm. we must forget what this is like. You know, so we go, well, that doesn't seem so bad. Oh, I guess I could do that. Yeah. Then you get down here and you go, now, wait a second. Time out.
Right.
Time out here. This may be, so that's kind of the way, you know, that I've always envisioned that would make sense to why these things happen.
Right. And it is, I know, and so many different things. Like you say, it could be that it's karmic law, and the scales needed to be balanced for one or the other. I don't really know. That's their journey not allowed to see. And have I talked to, I will tell you, have I talked to Natalie? No. From the other side. No, I have not. But I'm shown what happened. Now, my assumption is that the angels
would
are showing
me. Would you
want
to try to talk to her today at all?
I could sure try.
Do you want to try that?
I can try. I have no idea if I'll get somewhere, but okay. Let's give it a shot here.
Let's give it a shot.
I'll have to be quiet for a moment. So you can talk if you would like to, so people don't have to listen to dead air.
No, that's fine. You go ahead and do what you have to do. We'll have a moment of silence for it.
And while people are being silent, I would like just to ask everybody to keep very good high intentions and ask for healings and grace and mercy for the families of those that are left behind that have left us violently. Okay. I believe this is her. I do have a female energy who stands before me. I believe this is her. It looks like her, I've got to say. Natalie. She's not talking right now. She's just standing there looking. Granted, she doesn't know me, and I don't know her in physical form. We didn't know each other.
Is she receptive to questions?
Yeah, she's open to that. Absolutely.
Well, I guess first of all, if the family were to listen to this program, is she in a better place? Is she in a good place? Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. And she wants her mother to know, Mama, I did not suffer. She wants her mother to know that at her crossing, she just, her last conscious memory of her life while she was here this time, she was having fun. She was having a good time with her friends. And really, that's the last that I really remember, is just that she's showing me, is just being with her friends, and they're having a good time. They're dancing. I guess it was a club they were at. And it's like, there's little snippets. Okay, she's showing me a car. I'm trying to see the color of the car. She's like hanging out the window and like, woo, you know, doing all that kind of stuff when she is drunk. I will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I think this car is green. I have to say, I believe this car is green. It's hard to tell, though. It's nighttime, so it's a very, very dark color. I think it's green. This is a color I'm hearing. But anyway, so I do see her in the car, in the passenger side of the car. There are two other people. She's not driving, of course. There's somebody else driving. There's two other people in the back. Wait, two other people in the back. They get dropped off somewhere. The next thing I see is the car is stopped. I see them. They each get out.
Are there men or with her or women?
These are guys, and they each get out on. They each use a door on each side of the car. So I would assume this is then a. Well, I have to say this is a four door because they each use a thing. I don't see Natalie right now, though. I don't see her. It's like if I was sitting in the back seat and looking forward, I still see who's driving. I see a guy with dark hair who's driving. I do not see anybody in the passenger side.
There's
so I would
three
have,
guys in the vehicle and her, initially. Is that what you were saying?
This is what I'm shown, yes. Wait. Okay, driver, her. This is like right outside. This is that little snippet, and I see her in the car. The two guys, nope, there's nobody else. There's four of them in the car. There's four persons in the car. She is one of them. The other three are male. And again, I see her. Why she got in the car, I don't know. Natalie, can you tell me why? They're going to take her they said, do you want to come and see? What is it they wanted you to see? They were going to show her something. This is what they tell her. They're going to show her something. Feels like you want to come to our apartment. You know, I'll show you where I live and what it's like. And again, she's just, you know, she has no inhibitions because she's got liquid courage. Let's put it that way. And I see a beach, and I have to tell you, this is kind of a sheltered location where this happens. She shows me she did kind of stumble a little bit, kind of like, I want to say, I guess, conscious a little bit and kind of stumbling over to this beach. And it's an area, it's hard. I've got to tell you, it's not soft sand. It's kind of, I don't know, there might be, there's, I don't know what's underneath. I don't know if there's rocks underneath the sand or what. There's greenery that kind of surrounds it and. These are larger shrubs like, and it's so they're kind of tucked away, and this is where he goes ahead and violates her and has sex with her. She's completely out, though.
Now, who is the man that's with her?
Yeah, this is Johan.
His name is Johan.
Yes.
Or is it Joran Vandersloot?
She it's that guy, yeah, but I keep wanting to say Johan. And I think that's what she's saying is Johan.
J-O-R-A-N. I don't know how you pronounce his name.
I'm hearing Johan.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what he told her, and that's what because that's what I'm getting is Johan.
Well, what it says online, because I'm looking up this as while you're talking about this, says she was at a nightclub, then in a car with locals Johan Vandersloot and brothers Deepak and Satish Kalpo. So there were three guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying sounds, I mean, people could say, well, you read this before you came in. We didn't even think we were going to do, we weren't going to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much you know about the case. I'm sure you've heard a little bit about it.
Oh, yeah, everybody, you know, I think everybody has. Does it say anything about the car or the color of the car? Or?
It just says in a car with locals.
This car is not a taxi or anything. I can tell you that. I don't see any, like, a taxi thing on top of them. You know how they have that lighted bar thing? I don't see that. It's really, truly, this looks like it's green. I've got to say this is a green. Feels like it's green.
Upon, the man said they dropped her off at the hotel.
Uh-uh. Uh-uh. That did not happen.
All three of them are aware of this, you're saying. What happened?
The other two boys, the two that were in the back seat, they were not there at the time of her murder. They were not there at the time of her rape
involved,
or her murder.
Were they involved in bringing... You said there was another one that brought her out in the boat, which you initially saw.
That's an older guy, though.
Mm.
That's an older guy that
All
I
right.
see.
All right.
And I don't... This guy kind of feels like... I can see some salt and pepper in his hair. I don't know if he is of Latino descent. His skin is brown. He does not look Caucasian. So his skin is brown. Is it brown because it's really, really tan? No. He could be, it's possible that he's a black man, but a very, you know, a lighter shade. Or darker shade of brown. It's hard to say. He doesn't feel like he's Eastern Indian or Native Indian. And it doesn't feel like he's Mayan or anything like that. But he's an older guy, and it feels like this guy kind of like... I don't know if he's like a...
relative?
No, he's not a relative. That's the thing. It's like he's like a guy that hangs around there, and he's... You know, if you're looking for somebody to get you weed or get you coke or something, this is the guy you'd call on.
All right.
That's exactly what this is. And it feels like this Johan, and because that's the name I keep getting, and him, that they've got a... They're kind of tight. They've been tight for a while. Mm. So I don't know if that was... If it was his drug dealer, I have no idea.
Interesting. So what you're seeing, and you have the ability still to talk to her, to Natalie, right? She's still there?
Yes. Yes.
Is that how it went down? What you saw?
Okay, I understand. Natalie. Because, yes, she just wasn't... She was not present. She was not present.
And she was drugged. Was she drugged? Or is it just the alcohol?
No, this feels like this is just the booze.
Just the booze.
Yeah. But a lot of it.
Mm.
A lot of it. To where she was just not completely blacked out, but doggone close to.
Does she know where her body is right now?
Yes.
What's left of it?
Oh. She knows where her energy, where she is right now. So that's when she's like, well, yeah. And it's like, man, it's like, no, her body. Your body when you were here, Natalie. Can you show me where that is right now, please? She says there's nothing left.
Mm.
There's nothing left. So it really, truly feels, I know initially I kept getting sharks. I kept getting sharks. Yeah. they took her right out there, and so I'm a, that's, I keep getting sharks. So it's a bone. Honestly, it feels like a bone may be recovered sometime. Mm-hmm. And this might be a femur.
Mm-hmm. I would think there'd be something eventually if it like washes up.
Yeah, it feels like there's going to be a femur. It's a big bone. And so that to me, I want to say femur. It's something in a leg, so it could be a femur, could be a tibia. Mm. But this looks like a big one. This could be a femur. And it's eventually, not yet, not going to be yet, though. When, Natalie? How long before that happens? Feels like it might be within the next... Okay, wait. When? 1 year. Might be within the next 3 years.
Okay.
Within 3 years.
Well, is there anything else that she wants to say?
She wants her mother to know that she did not suffer. So she's, you know, and any other loved ones. She did not suffer. So she wants them to know that. Crossing, her transitioning was gentle.
She around the family right now?
Oh, she always is. She always
is. If the family were to listen to this program, is there something that...
There's a little one. There's a little girl. And I don't know if this is... I don't know if she had siblings. There's a little girl that's around her mother. And this is not Natalie. This is a little girl who is alive, by the way, right now. So I don't know if she had siblings and if they've gone on and had children and this is a granddaughter. I believe that's what's going on. But she is aware of this little one. I'm sure this is a little girl she's talking about. And she thanks... Wait a minute. She understands. Okay, this is what she says. She understands. She understands what her mom went through. And she loved her mother very much. They were very close. She tells me that they were very, very close. And she's so sorry that her mother had to go through this, but this was it just had to be. She's fine. She wants mom to know she is fine. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. And again, this is a big concern because she's really making a huge point of this, that mom, I did not suffer. I did not suffer. My transition was very easy. And this is what she says. So I don't know if, obviously, this has got to be something that's really I'm driving her mom crazy right now her to talk about it.
Well, it happened, I think, 2005?
I don't know.
Is when the initial case, May 24, 2005. Well, that's when she graduated. Okay, I take that back. The event happened, it says she died on the morning of May 30th, 2005. He was saying that Joran, or you call him Johan?
Johan is Johan, what I'm hearing.
Under the influence of marijuana, said that she passed away May 30th, 2005. Anyway, I guess I just want to thank Natalie for joining us. And maybe sometime again she can communicate and find a way if she feels the need to communicate with your family.
Yeah, that would be beautiful. And... she goes back to, she looks over Aruba every now and then. She really enjoyed it there. Mm. So she enjoyed that. She did enjoy it there. And she still goes there and looks there. And there's something about one of her friends. Do you know she had a friend? Well, you wouldn't know. I'm getting the name Susan. And I get the name Susan. And what about Susan, Natalie? What message do you have for Susan? Okay, it feels like, I don't know what good this is going to do, but there's a message for Susan. She says Susan, and there's something of Natalie's that Susan still has. I think it feels like Susan tried to return this to Natalie's mother, and her mother said, no, you keep it, and Natalie's glad that she kept this. I'm not quite sure what this is. If this is, I'm not quite sure if this is a sweater, if this is a... top, if this is a jacket, a Letterman jacket-like thing, if she, I don't know if she had a, if she lettered in something, I don't know. But there's something like that. Gosh, I really think this is some kind of a, you know, Letterman's jacket or sweater or something. Mm. I don't know. Was she in sports? Do you know?
It says here she was a member of National Honor Society dance squad, was involved in that, and she was going to attend the University of Alabama.
There's a letter sweater. I don't. There's something. It could be the emblem of the school. It's like, it's something that's larger, and it feels like it's on my, what is this side? The left side, and it feels like it's on the left chest. And this is something that's, what do you call it, bigger? Okay, like when you get your letter and you have to sew it on to.
Right.
Okay, that's okay. What I'm feeling. That's what it is. And okay. It could be a school emblem. I mean, jeepers, it could be her name that she had done, and I don't know, but there's something on here.
And her friend, Susan.
It's a Susan.
All right, because the two gals that were with her, because I think there was two of them that were with her when she was there. Maybe there were more, but the two that are listed are Liz and Claire.
Okay.
Those are the ones listed in the disappearance report as I'm looking at this.
Yeah, there's something about a Susan. There's a Susan.
Well, that'll be interesting to maybe look up after we're done with this.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Natalie. We're going to move on to a couple other mysteries, if that's okay, unless she has something else she wants to say.
No, just wait. She wishes her parents happy anniversary. Nope, not her parents. This is her mother. Her mother had remarried, didn't she?
I don't know. I haven't followed.
Maybe she's remarried now, but she says happy anniversary to her mother and her mother's spouse. Let's put it that way.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting. That's another thing, maybe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and of course, I'm sure she's doing that to have some kind of validation.
Right? Absolutely.
She just wouldn't be throwing that out there, and she wants people to believe, right?
Yeah, and validation, and to let the family know that she is still around, and that will bring them some comfort.
Okay. So now, there is a case that's more, I guess, regional. I'm sure it's been made somewhat known national. I really don't know too much about this. It was three boys that went missing in Michigan.
Yep.
By the name of Skelton.
Yes. Boy, that one was one that hit me right away. As soon as I heard that story, I remember when I heard that story and seeing it online, or not online, I'm sorry, on the news, and looking at those little boys' faces, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I just got a ton of information that had just flooded, and it hit me so hard. I remember I wrote down all the information, which is not here with me right now. It's at home somewhere, but I wrote it all down at the time. And yes, this is something, Dad is involved, and my perception can be wrong, and I don't want anybody to ever lose hope, but it does feel like these three boys have transitioned over to the other side. The picture, the scene that I am given is like all three of them bound together back to back. And that has been a big one. This is very, this is really big. So it's like all three of them are bundled together, as it were. What a sad commentary, but that's what the word I'm given. And they're underwater. It's like they were drugged and then underwater. I don't know if they were placed under ice, if there was ice, or if they were weighted in. I can't say for sure, and I haven't been given that exactly sure. Dad did this, and they're underwater. They're in water.
And it was done in Michigan?
Mm-hmm. Wait. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Because I know this wasn't part of this on Ohio also.
I couldn't tell you. I'm going to look this up online as we're talking.
I believe it's Ohio, and I'm feeling drawn up north towards Michigan.
You know what? I just found this. Following up the leads in search of the Skelton brothers, crossed the Michigan border into northwest Ohio. It says law enforcement firefighters searched a campground, wooded areas, vast open spaces, long roads where Skelton may have driven as a truck driver. So it says firefighters walk along stretches of US 20 east-west road commonly used by truckers to avoid the tolls on the Ohio Turnpike, I-80 and 90. So again, unless you know a lot about this, which you probably read about it, how would you know that it's right in that area? Have you studied this case a lot?
No. No. In fact, no. This is what's interesting, because I started to write an email to send. I didn't even know where to send an email of what I was getting about these boys. And I didn't send it. I was going to send an email, and I didn't even know who to send it to. I was like, I don't know who to send it to.
Where can you give me the identity of this body of water?
I believe it's Lake Michigan.
You think it's Lake Michigan?
I do believe it's Lake Michigan.
And what town is near there? Can you get a town?
Can you tell me, angels, can you help me on this, or boys, can you help me on this? I think it might start with an F as in Frank. And it's, okay, wait a minute. I'm going to draw myself a little map here, and then I'll explain it here. So here we've got, so Lake Michigan kind of goes, I guess, like that. And this would be Wisconsin, and here's Michigan, and is this Ohio? I'm a geographical idiot, I'll tell y'all. Okay, so I have to show you, Teach. I think this is Ohio here, okay. And this is Michigan, yeah. And it's like here.
All right.
This is where, so that would be the lower, what would that be? That would be the southeast.
Southwestern corner of Michigan?
No, southeastern. This is west here.
Oh, where's it at?
Over here's here? Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, it's over in that corner.
It's right in there. Right. This is Lake Michigan here, by the way.
Oh, nice. That's the really water. Nice drawing.
I know.
Too bad we don't have... Too bad this is not something that people could...
critique my artistic ability. My gifts lie elsewhere.
Well, it looks like... I see a map on the internet where they were... There's a place called Fayette, which was actually just south of the Michigan border. And there's a place called Morenci. The last place the three brothers were seen on Thanksgiving.
Was where?
Was a place called Morenci, a town called Morenci. And that's where a lot of the search took place. And then they went to the Lazy River Resort Campground. That's involved in this as well. But that's in Ohio. And there's a lake over there. It looks like there's a couple of lakes, but you don't feel it's that.
No, I don't think it's that.
All right.
Now there's an F. There's an F. The only Fayette I know is up here in the UP, and it's like, nope, it wasn't that.
Yeah, this is a small town called Fayette that's just off, just south of Michigan, off the border. Just off of Highway 127, it looks like.
I have no idea where Highway 127 is.
It's actually Highway 80 and 90, it looks like.
I have no idea where that is either. Is that close to Lake Michigan?
I don't say? I don't have a map on here what I'm looking at.
Wait a minute. I say Lake Michigan. Show me the lake, please. Is it Lake Michigan? How did he get him out there? Angels, give me this moment as I ask. I stand corrected. It is not Lake Michigan. Wait. Is this lake? I'm trying to see. I see this lake, and I see there's a whole lot of... No, they're telling me it is not Lake Michigan. My bad. I'm mistaken, but that is still the area. And there's a lake. This lake, it might be something that's like really connected right off of Lake Michigan. I don't know how that all works, but this is a big lake, and I do see a lot of reeds and rushes around the around this. It's like if I was standing there and looking out over the lake, and there's a lot of cattails, is that what those are called? And, mm-hmm. you know, lake rushes, right. Whatever. And there's a lot of that. And then I see this, like, there's...
You know, this. Actually, right on the Michigan border is Lake Erie. Because Lake Michigan would be over on Chicago's side. It would be on the western side.
I have no idea.
So Lake Erie is over on the Ohio side.
No,
I believe.
That's why they would tell me, nope, not Lake Michigan then. But this, is there a mountain range around there? I also see a hill. Okay, I just have to say exactly what I'm seeing. So I see the lake and I see these rushes. I also see like a little bit of a hill. This is not a big mountain range. This is like looking out across this lake and there's hills. There's a little hill area, hilly area, a hilly horizon. Let me put it that way, I guess. Which way am I looking, Angels? I am looking in a southerly direction, more southeast. And that's looking out over this lake from where I'm standing. And I'm standing. Okay, did you say there was a lake on the Michigan-Ohio border?
Well, there was a campground that he claimed he was at, and it looked like the campground had some little lakes, small lakes.
No, this is a big lake. This is one big lake.
Okay, well, Lake Erie is the one that's on the border, and Toledo is close to there. Findlay, Ohio is not too far from...
Findlay. What's Findlay?
That's a small town that's maybe within... doesn't look like it's too far away from Lake Erie.
Do they have hotels there?
I would assume. It's a small town, but I would assume that it's not... They must have... Most places would, right?
It's like he gave them something to eat. Is it... Eat or drink? Is it, no, I think this is drink. I think this is drink. And it may have been shakes or Coke or I don't know. But there's something, and he put something in there that drugged him. And then, that's it. They're underwater. It just makes me sick to see that this is what I'm seeing. And I hope and pray that I am wrong and that they are safe and well and get reunited with their mother. I hope that I'm wrong, but I've got to say that I don't believe so. This is what I see. And you know, there is something about a hotel. Hotel, motel. And this looks like this is a smaller one, and it's dark. And I don't... When he checked in, when Dad went there, the kids, they don't have any idea that there's kids with him. And this feels like this may be one of those little, you know, those ones you look at and you go, you know, kind of a roach motel. Mm-hmm. And of course, yeah, no-tell motel, I guess, is a good way that they put it. And yes, and they're way cheap. And so this looks like a smaller one. And again, F is in there. So it could be this Findlay. And I see this hotel motel, and this, I don't know if this is where he drugs them, if this is where he ties them up. I can't say for positive sure.
There's a Fremont as well. I'm looking at another map, not too far from there.
This Findlay.
Findlay sounds familiar.
There's a higher vibration around that name. That's the best way to put it.
Findlay is probably close to, it looks like at least 40, 50 miles away from Lake Erie.
Okay.
If that's where he brought him.
Mm-hmm. There's something, it figures into this.
Ask him if Highway 22, was this near Highway 22 or I-75, because it's right off of both.
I'm sorry, I don't get anything on that. I don't get anything on that.
Okay.
I'm not getting anything.
I'd have to have a better map. This map is just too small. And then sometimes when you try to Google Maps, you know, and you go and start looking at different ones.
Yeah. There's the one boy that has the brown hair. And he and his dad, they just did not get along. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, but there was something about there that he was just... Wait. Dad yelled at him a lot. He hit him a lot. He feels very scared. He would feel scared around his dad. Okay, it feels like there was one of these things, you know how kids are.
Mm-hmm.
And when they can get, kids can get, and they just say it. And it feels like he just said to his dad, I hate you, I hate you. I wish you were dead.
Hmm.
This is the boy saying this to dad. I don't know what the issue was. I don't know why this, what all happened here. It feels like this boy is crying. He's leave the room. He had to go into a room. He's in a room by himself, whatever. And he's just, time out or whatever. I don't know. I don't believe that's what it was called. But it was, he had to sit in this room. He's in this room. He's crying. And eventually that's when the dad comes back in, okay, come on. He's allowed to join his brothers. None of them look very happy, so it feels like Dad might have been doing ranting and raving around them. And I believe what he did is he got them McDonald's, and that's what happened.
I'm still trying to look on the map thing here while we're talking to see if there's anything in that area.
How he got him out there underwater, that's the thing. But there's water. Water is involved. I got to tell you, water is involved.
Hmm.
Let me see if they can show me how he did what he did. Pardon me. No, they're not showing me that. I can only show that just what I've seen. There's a shoe. Did they find one of the kids' shoes?
I do not know.
If they haven't, they're going to.
Go back to the Skeleton Boys mystery online. It's funny because while you're talking about that, I'm trying to research it at the same time.
And that's good. There's something about a shoe. There's something about a shoe. Because the boys are talking about a shoe.
Yeah, I don't see anything right now that supports that.
Well, that's okay. There's something about a shoe. And if it hasn't been found, it's going to be.
Now, you said the three boys.
Yes.
And you said the one that had...
brown hair.
Because they...
You can see the sadness in his eyes.
Okay, I want you to look at the three boys.
Him.
This one?
Yep,
this one.
That one.
That's
yep.
what I... Okay, That's we have a picture one. That we... we're not going to post any of this on the site either, but we have a picture of that I'm able to find online. Because of respect, we're not going to...
Absolutely.
Have privacy for them, but...
I
can tell
that.
By looking at that boy, that's like a forced smile on his face,
Sure Can't you does. See the sadness in his eyes? God yeah. bless him.
The other two don't look like they're...
The littlest one...
He's got a kind of a happy glow to him.
Yeah, he's okay. was okay while he was alive. The littlest one was okay. He was still okay with Daddy. The one boy that you and I are talking about, he really got the brunt of everything. He really did. Hmm. And it just breaks my heart.
Is there any way... Did the father, because I don't really know that much about this, did he get arrested then, or? It says denied prison in this one story in 2012.
I have no idea. All I know is that he has said he doesn't know. That doesn't know what happened to him. That's honest. The only thing I know about is that the boys were up, they were supposed to be spending, I think, the holiday weekend with him. I think, and then... And I know the mother doesn't know where they are. That's all I know.
According to what it says here, that he is in prison. Oh. And the Michigan Appeals Court has declined to hear the appeal of a prison sentence ordered for him, blamed in the disappearance of his three sons. He pled no contest last year to charges. Well, this story was done in 2013. So... He pled no contest to unlawful imprisonment.
Unlawful imprisonment? What is... Okay, so there... I don't understand what
they
that
were,
means.
For. They were in the father's home.
Okay.
In Morenci, near the Michigan-Ohio border, on Thanksgiving 2010, supposed to be returned to the mother. He claims he brought him to another woman. That was his initial story. Left the kids there, I believe.
Right.
And then they find out he's lying about that.
Not a chance. Yep.
So it sounds to me like they weren't able to pin the crime on him.
Not yet.
But
they haven't.
The unlawful. I'd have to look more into this because I didn't follow that story. And you know, to tell you the truth, I don't normally follow these too much because they're just.
I don't either.
They're kind of depressing.
They are. They break my heart. They
and the reason we did this today is not to bring anybody down, but to...
Just to see if I can get anything that can help anybody. Because honestly, whoever... You know, I understand how the universe works to the best of my ability. And I know that when they give me things and there's things that are supposed to get out there, they're supposed to get out there for a reason. And somebody somewhere is going to hear something that's going to help. But yes, I do. I've got to say the dad is involved in this. And I don't know if this was, it feels like this may have been a lot of payback towards the mother. Plus, he just didn't want to have to, he just had a lot of issues.
Mm.
Just not a very nice person.
Well, there are things I'm sure as we post this, we'll probably can find out some things that were said as to where these children are, where their bodies are. But you believe it's in a big lake. Like
it's
Lake
in a
Erie.
Big lake. It's under. They're underwater. They're in a big lake. I can tell you that.
Is it one of the Great Lakes?
I'm making sure. Can I see across this lake? This is a deep body of water towards the center of it. It's shallower when you come up along the edges. I can see on the other side across this lake. And again, it looks like, there's the horizon, there's hills. It's not great big mountains, but it's hills. So I can see across it, and it's not miles and miles and miles.
So this would not be one of the Great Lakes.
Unless if Erie comes off and it does a little, there's a little kind of like a bay, do I want to say? A bay that goes off of it? There's water, though. It's big time on water, and for it to be so prominent...
Well, let me take a look here.
Yeah.
Well, there is a bay just off of Highway 90. If you want to take a look.
Yeah, what does it look like?
It's or the, right there. See that?
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of the...
And there's Finley. And that's where that would be.
That's exactly the kind of an area that I'm talking about. It's
So what we're talking about, those of you that can't see this, because we're trying to figure this out, it's a place that's on, if it is Lake Erie, there's a little, looks like there's a little bay peninsula that sticks out, and then it's created a little bay, and it's between Toledo and Cleveland, kind of almost halfway in between there. And Findlay is not that far away. Findlay is approximately 50 miles away from this bay, I would guess.
Yeah, because there's a high vibration around that Findlay. When you said Findlay, I kept getting FF, but there's something about Findlay. Then when you were saying those names, and that's the one that there's a higher vibration around, and yeah, that thing of water, that needs to be looked at. That needs to be looked at.
Let me see if I can zoom in a little bit. I know we got to get Sandusky, Port Clinton. Those are places that are cities that are towns that are Sandusky Bay is the name of it.
Okay, yeah.
And then there's even like a little smaller part in between. If you look, there's the bay, and then there's also over in here.
I'm going to tell you, I can't pinpoint exactly where, but that, no, go back down. There, yeah. Right in that area.
Okay, we're looking at a map right now. You think it's in this area or this over here?
Over here.
Over in this here.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Sandusky Bay. Is it on, would it be, you said you were looking what direction?
When I look across the lake, as I'm standing there, and what I see is I'm looking south, more easterly, but mostly south. So if you were to say southeast, it's more south that I'm looking. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So that would have been on the north side of this bay, and you would have been looking back across.
So like if that's a lake, and I'm standing, well, I'm I'm standing here, but I'm looking that away. That's kind of the direction. Okay. So it's and more south than it is east.
All right. Well, that certainly appears that could be a possibility. I don't see.
Yeah, and I'd really like to know if they have reed rushes around there. There's somewhere around. There's not a lot. It may be that other little section off of there because there's not a whole lot
Well, actually, there is a name. There's a name called the Bogs. Muddy Creek Bay is actually within Sandusky Bay. And there's another part called the Bogs. Now, I don't know how a person gets out to that. I'm guessing it looks like a lot of rivers. Maybe some back roads.
I have no idea. They don't show me how they got into the water or what was done. I don't get that. Just water. And that the three of them were bound together back to back.
Okay. Well, maybe someday they'll find that. And maybe someday we can do this again and try to detail where we think that would be to help them out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's hard to listen to. It's hard. I mean, even though I know it's part of a bigger design.
Right. And that they're fine. They're okay on the other side.
It's just, you think three little boys, sweet little kids. And I mean,
I know. Yeah. Sweet little boys.
Oh, I'm sure they weren't always angels, but I mean, they deserved life. But everything happens the way it's supposed to happen, so.
Yeah, that's all we can. It's very, very hard to. It's so hard to understand, even harder to accept. And I have to just release those kinds of things and just pray for mercy and peace for the family.
Does the one more thing before we wrap this up? There's a Willow Point Wildlife Area. Does that ring anything to you?
No.
There's a Bay Harbor Marina.
Hmm. hard. There might anything else around there? The first one you said no, nothing. There might be a bit of a nudge on that second one, but
I'm going to zoom in a little closer. There's a hill road that leads to it, a wall road. Cyclone Services is what's coming up on here.
What's Cyclone Services? What's that?
It must be a business of some sort, I'm thinking, that's on this map.
Neither one of those roads do I get anything on.
Going a little closer here, see if I can see anything. There's a thing called the Cove Inn. Quite a bit here when you zoom in.
Let's see, can you give me any more points?
The Cove Inn.
Is there any place that there would be a bridge that he could drive over and drop him off of there? That would be deep enough.
Let me zoom back out again and we'll take a look.
But this isn't going to be highly traveled. Where the heck would that be that it would be deep enough?
Well, if there's a... I have to wait for this for just a second here. Well, there would be, because there's a road that runs from Sandusky. Looks like a highway. It's going to be, a bridge that runs across that bay, that Sandusky Bay.
I wonder how well-traveled that is.
Well, it runs to Port Clinton, and then there's not a lot up there. The road from Port Clinton, I guess there's some, but they're kind of minor highways. I'm sure it's a resort area. There's, from the look of it.
Very interesting. Because I would certainly look. That's an area that piques my interest.
Because it's in a bay, I would think that, you know, it's not going to be as deep. Just like the bays around here, as when you get out in the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
No, but certainly could be very, you know, still could be pretty deep. We have deep bays around, fairly deep bays here, so.
Yeah, that's, oh, gosh.
Well, it's interesting, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe it gives...
I'm going to have to do some more research on that and see what's going on with that case. And maybe I'll, you know, send this information that I have. I'll find somewhere to send it to, and for what it's worth. Hopefully maybe,
well, maybe
they'll be
somebody,
hearing.
Yeah, somebody listening to the show might pick something up. But I think we're just about out of time. We were going to look at another one, but, you know, we can always do that another time.
Absolutely.
I think it was really interesting what you said about Natalie Holloway. This happened back in 2005. Unless you've been reading up on it lately, you picked out that there were three guys. You picked out the fella's name. You called him...
Johan. I keep hearing Johan. That was the name I got, was Johan. Johan.
And it's spelled Joran, and it's Vandersloot. And he was the one, actually, that got arrested in South America. Was it Peru or something like that, where he killed somebody? Did you know that? Yeah, they caught him on another murder at a casino or something like that.
I did hear that, and it was like... That was one that I was like, where that's Harminan, but that was one of those that's like, karma's kicking your ass. You got more to come. I don't know if you
Where's gonna... that love and letting go and you unconditionalness? Where is that?
I know. That's why I just said, it is what it is. And it's like,
we
karma,
do,
dude.
You know, it's part of being human. We have emotions and we feel bad, you know, and I guess when we step back, eventually we can make peace with it. We realize it's part of what is, but... Yes. It's still, you know, still especially, hard. It'd be one thing if two guys were fighting and somebody, but if it's somebody that you think is...
Innocent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That always bugs me, the elderly or, you know, children or anybody, really, I guess, but I don't know what it is.
No, I know. Well, that's compassion.
Yeah,
it's compassion, and that's the greatest gift that we have.
And maybe that's why these things happen. Really, you know, Natalie could be saying, "Well, I'm trying to teach you guys compassion." Hello, it's just a physical body. You know,
and that's very true.
It doesn't really. It's not your real state. You
that's
know,
very true.
And you think it is. So I'm trying to teach you a little bit of maybe, and even compassion for the ones that did it eventually. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's very, very, very true.
Anyway, anything else you want to add as we wrap up here?
I'm pretty good. I would just like to remind everybody out there that just enjoy your life. Don't take things so terribly seriously. Yes, there's times that we have to be very serious, but, you know, we're here to enjoy life. We're here, of course, as we always say, to teach and to learn. We're here to enjoy life, too. So, you know, don't forget to stop and smell the roses, I guess is what I'm saying. Enjoy life and the simple pleasures of life.
It's nice seeing you again.
You too.